Okay, hello. Today is June 23rd, 2016. My name is Sharmiga Imokar, and I am here with
Jewel Cumberbatch. J-E-W-E-L. Jewel Cumberbatch. C-U-M-B-E-R-B-A-T-C-H.
And we are doing an interview here about our time here on St. John working on the project with Dr. Jackson's USF Heritage Research Lab and the National Park Services of the U.S. Virgin Islands Ethnographic Project. The first question I have for you is, what is the significance of this research experience with Dr. Jackson's USF Heritage Research Lab? And how is working on this project going to benefit you in your future plans as a student and personally?
I think the significance of this project is actually having the ability to tap into a place that's, it's very special. You know, it's the Caribbean, it's in the islands. Me particularly being from the islands, this project personally helps me in a way that I can engage more with my community. For the heritage group, I mean, being in the Caribbean, we are a culture of African people. So when you talk about heritage and even our own being, there's a lot of stories and histories here that can be gathered. So I think that this is a very special place for work to be done here.
Okay. What kinds of things have you been doing as a member of this project team?
Well, as a member, I've been given the chance to go out and speak to the community, learning how to be an anthropologist, think like an anthropologist, really observe more intently, actively listen. And it really just being able to see the world in a whole different perspective than what I was trained to do as an engineer. So I think that this is a very special opportunity for me to really see how I can be more socially just involved, you know, with individuals as part of research and not just a casual conversation.
So you said you have background in a different field. So what special skills do you bring to this project and how have they helped you?
Well, being an engineer, we're trained to be very concise, very specific, but also to make sure that we do pay attention to work that needs to be done. So as an engineer, I would say that I always look at how things can be applied, how things work, how to increase the quality of life for others. And usually within engineering, we come in very technical. We think about things very mechanically. But doing this work has allowed me to see more how the social aspect can be tied into my own work, especially doing environmental work. We think about the environment, the economy, and the social aspects of life. So this has been letting me see more of that social aspect. So I think being just a student as well, you know, you come in with those skills of learning how to learn, mm-hmm. you know, and just learning how to adapt just to a whole different setting and grow from that. So,
great. What have some of the challenges been for you working on this project? Maybe your biggest challenge. What has your biggest challenge been?
I think my biggest challenge has been being able to switch my mindset from being so technical and being a lot more social and just knowing how to engage in that type of way. Because when I first came in, I really didn't know. I mean, I did kind of have an idea, but didn't fully know how to do that. And now I think I've grown into a way that I can be more comfortable in socially engaging with others. And then using that not just to, again, have casual conversations, but how that can be tied into research.
So. Okay. So would you say that it's been your biggest reward, or what has your biggest reward been since working on this project?
My biggest reward is the fact that, you know, I'm from the Virgin Islands, and many of us don't get the chance to venture to the different islands. So having the chance to come to St. John and being able to open my eyes to a community that, you know, I really haven't been involved with, I think that's my biggest reward, you know, just being able to call myself a true Virgin Islander instead of just, you know, a Crujian being from St. Croix. I've been able to come here and really see how the people live and see the uniqueness that St. John brings to the Virgin Islands. So I think that's been my biggest reward.
Okay. How did you get on working with this project, and what do you hope to take away from it?
I got on this project because I'm pursuing graduate school at the University of South Florida, working with Dr. Maya Trotz, who's in environmental engineering, and she's very good friends and colleagues with Dr. Jackson. So I was recommended to work in this project with Dr. Jackson, and since it is in the USBI, this gives me a chance to also come down and really being able to help her just branch more into the community in a more comfortable way and help with the project, also for myself, to really see again how to connect more with the individuals here.
Okay, so you've been to different places on the island. Name a historic or cultural site, place, or community that you visited that is memorable to you, and what's making it so memorable?
The most memorable part definitely has to be the Annenberg Plantation and working with Charles the Gardener. And just because he does represent a faith, the Rastafarian faith, again, that I'm so accustomed to. But then, too, just his personality. You know, he just brings to light, like, what you can do with the plants and the uses and having you smell everything and really see it. And then, too, his feeling. You know, he really brought across his feeling of why he's there. As far as his people were born there, he was born there in St. John, or born here, I should say, in St. John. And having that connection that, you know, working on that plantation brings him closer to home, you know, really having a respect for his ancestors. And just really having a strong holding on St. John, you know, really making sure that his ancestors are remembered here and how hard and what they sacrificed for to be here. So I think that site and that conversation with him really brought to me, you know, what's so special about being on St. John, you know.
Okay, and would you recommend this project or this program to other people, other students, and why would you do that?
I would definitely recommend it over and over again because, you know, we are always sitting in the classroom and you're never really getting the chance to see the outside world and how work and school is applied, you know, but when you're out here and you're actually in the field, no matter where you are, you know, you get that chance to really see, you know, how this work is being used and why it is so important. And it allows you to open up your mind so much more and appreciate having these types of conversations to go out and interview people and really see their perspectives on life and their stories. And, you know, you feel inspired to go back wherever you come from and, you know, do the same thing and pass that torch along because we all have a story to share, you know. So it's for someone else to really recognize that it's so special. And as an anthropologist, they definitely serve that, you know. They see that it's special to collect those histories and those stories. So I definitely feel that this program has allowed me to see how this work can be used in almost any field. You know, you definitely have to see how people feel about something before, you know, you fully take it seriously. So yeah, I definitely would recommend this to everyone in any discipline, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe a question I didn't ask you want to include?
And I think, you know, we shouldn't take things for granted. You know, while being on this, doing this project, we've been speaking to a lot of elders. And in our generation, we tend to take them for granted. You know, we don't tend to go back and tap back into their stories and really see how much that they can help teach us in the future. You know, so I think that any student coming into this project should recognize that it is very important to tap back into the past, and really grab these stories, you know, no matter where you are, because it brings perspective not just to the people, but to the place itself, you know, so. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joelle, for this interview. Again, my name is Sharmiga, and today is June 23rd, 2016.